Hello, welcome to another episode of my podcast, Yokai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today we will learn about the annoying neighbors. First, we will discuss the elephant-like Baku, the dream eater. Then, Shoujo, the drunken ape. Next, we will discuss the new, the chimera of bad luck. After that, the Karakasa, the cycloptic one-legged umbrella monster. And finally, the Japanese Bigfoot Hibagan. So, let's get started. Episode 5, Annoying Neighbors. Baku, the Dream Eater. This creature is known in Japan as the Eater of Dreams. It has the body of a horse, the face of a lion, the nose of an elephant, the tail of a cow, and the legs of a tiger. It is said to protect sleepers from nightmares said to be caused by evil spirits. To summon a Baku, a person has to awake from his or her nightmare saying 3 times, "Baku, eat my dreams." When summoned, the Baku will turn bad dreams into good fortune. Next, Shoujo, the drunken ape. This ape-like yokai lives in a race of very intelligent sea spirits. They are man-sized apes with long shaggy hair, reddish and blushed if drunk. Shoujo are humanly bipedal like humans, and occasionally wear clothes or skirt made of seaweed. These monkeys spend their days drinking large quantities of alcohol and playing in the sea and sand of secluded beaches. They revel in drunken silliness, singing, dancing, and most importantly, enjoying life itself. Despite their silly appearance and demeanor, they are said to be very wise. New, the Japanese Chimera. The New is a yokai of bad luck and illness. It is said to have the head of a monkey, the body of a tanuki, the legs of a tiger, and just like the Greek Chimera, it has a snake for a tail. In one famous story involving a Nu, was involved in a medieval story. In the year 1153, the Emperor Kano started to have nightmares and suddenly fall sick often. The source of his illness was a dark cloud that appeared on a palace roof every night. Soon, the legendary samurai Yorimasu Minamoto stood watch on the roof, and when the cloud appeared, he shot an arrow into it. Out fell a dead Nu, which the samurai submerged in the Sea of Japan. Next, the Karakasa. This yokai takes the form of a cycloptic one-legged umbrella with a freakishly long tongue, and it is often seen with another yokai, such as the Burabura, a garish lantern-like yokai. Let's take turns of each one. The Karakasa. This particular yokai is known as a Tsukumo Gami, an artifact spirit. According to folklore, there was an enigmatic connection between the Karakasa and an ancient dragon-headed fish called the Shifun. Next, the Burabura. This lantern-like yokai worked far dimmer than modern light bulbs. The lights they produced was barely sufficient to illuminate. And last but not least, one of my personal favorites, the Hibagan, the Japanese Bigfoot. It is said to live on Mount Hiba of the Hiroshima Prefecture. Just like its American counterpart, Bigfoot, it's a quiet beast. However, it's often seen with reddish brown or black hair. It's also known to have a very foul stench, with a face covered in bristles, a stub nose, and glaring intelligent eyes. However, the Hibagan is much smaller than Bigfoot, standing around 5 feet and estimated weighing about 180 pounds. In many respects, the Hibagan appears to be way more ape-like than the American Bigfoot.